Welcome to the Holistic Beauty Podcast. We are going to chat all things holistic and integrative beauty and skin health. We are licensed naturopathic doctors practicing in sunny California, and we are changing how skincare is looked at. We want you to understand that skin health is a manifestation of balance from within. And each week, we are bringing you tidbits to complete your skincare routine from the inside out and the outside in. So let's get into it.
So just as a reminder, the information in this podcast is not medical advice and is only meant for educational purposes. None of the information is meant to treat, cure, prevent, or diagnose any conditions or disease that you may have. So please speak to your doctor or licensed healthcare provider before starting anything new.
Welcome back to the Holistic Beauty Podcast. So we are going to talk all about wintertime skincare, procedures to do and not to do during the wintertime. I'm really excited about this. It is almost winter, actually. So winter starts in 2 days. It is on the 21st, and it is at 1:47 p.m. in the Northern Hemisphere, if you guys didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
So happy early winter from us at the Holistic Beauty Podcast. But today, like what I said, we're going to be talking about wintertime skincare. So we're going to be talking about some skin changes that happen in the wintertime. We're also going to be talking about some actives to consider to address these skin changes. We're going to be talking about aesthetic procedures to consider and aesthetic procedures not to consider during the wintertime. So you ready, my friend?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So what are some skin changes that can happen in the wintertime, Dr. Marola?
There's a lot of dryness, both inside and outside. Outside, we have also cold temperatures, and it can be windy in most places. And then inside, it's warm.
And dry.
And dry. So a lot of dryness going on.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So when you grew up on the farm, just kidding.
Oh, my Lord.
I have to stop this joke. But have you ever heard of the lake effect?
Yes.
I just learned about the lake effect, and it causes, like, I didn't know lakes could make their own weather during the wintertime, and it causes, like, super windy, cold, dry conditions.
Yeah, when I lived in Buffalo in 2013, there was a giant lake effect snowstorm, and I didn't know where my car was. Like, the snow was so high, all the cars were buried in.
Oh my God, that can happen?
School was shut down, and school's like, school in upstate New York, if it snows, like, you still going to school. But this was so bad, they shut it down for like a couple, I think like 2 or 3 days.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know the snow can get that high.
It's pretty crazy.
But yeah, going back to skin changes that can happen in the wintertime, you said it could be really dry.
Yes. And so when it comes to, yeah, the skin changes, it's pretty much because of skin barrier disruption from that cold weather. So with that, we can experience dry skin, flakiness, itching, and redness. And there's some skin conditions that can worsen because of these temperature changes, including eczema, psoriasis, rosacea, and seborrheic dermatitis.
Yeah. And then to address these things, it's really about supporting the skin barrier. We speak about the skin barrier so much in this podcast because we love the skin barrier.
Mm-hmm. It's really important.
It's basically, if you guys don't know what the skin barrier is, it's the skin's outermost protective layer. It protects it from UV damage and really keeps hydration locked in the skin. So during the wintertime, you really want to focus on hydrating and moisturizing actives. And that's because, like we said, the skin gets drier in the wintertime. And we want these actives that bring water in the skin, keep it like locked in, you know? Mm-hmm. So first of all, a lot of people get hydrating and moisturizing confused. So in regards to hydrating ingredients, they're going to be ingredients that pull water into the skin. And then moisturizing ingredients are going to be ingredients that keep water in the skin. So some examples of hydrating ingredients are basically humectants. And some humectants are going to be like glycerin, hyaluronic acid, and natural moisturizing factors. And interestingly enough, natural moisturizing factors are also made naturally in the skin, also is hyaluronic acid. And then in regards to moisturizing ingredients, there's going to be lipids. Lipids are basically just like fats. So some examples of lipids or fats are going to be like oils, creams with ceramides, or like cholesterol, squalene, and other healthy fats to really lock in that hydration. And then during the wintertime, we're going to want like really thick moisturizing products, especially as temperatures continue to drop. Like if you have lake effect.
Yeah.
And then some other ingredients that help out with the skin barrier is niacinamide. We love niacinamide here.
Mm-hmm.
So niacinamide is basically a B vitamin, and it could help out with balancing skin oil production. And there's going to be plant extracts as well. So there's going to be Centella Asiatica. Centella Asiatica is also known as, I think, go-to cola or tiger grass. And then Centella Asiatica can help relieve redness. So like what we said, this dryness can aggravate some redness in some individuals and cause a lot of skin irritation. And there's also colloidal oatmeal, which is anti-inflammatory. And then it could also help out with like a lot of skin dryness as well. And honestly, as a kid, I actually used to use colloidal oatmeal for my eczema. And it was so helpful. And I actually did see like during the wintertime, my eczema as a kid was like worse. Even though like, you know, it was like California cold, you know, like 70. But it was still dry. And I saw that colloidal oatmeal was really helpful for my eczema that was like worsening during the wintertime. But if you do want to learn more about the skin barrier, we did a whole entire episode on it in season 1, episode 9. So yes, so in that episode, we basically like spoke about how there are 4 interdependent layers of the skin barrier. We also spoke about like the conditions linked to skin barrier disruption, like acne, eczema. But again, that's in episode 9. And then we're going to be talking about our favorite hydrating and moisturizing products. So first of all, I got some favorites. And between me and Dr. Marilyn Marola, we have differences in how we like our skincare products. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you guys know already. By like listening to our podcast for a while. So in regards to skincare products during the wintertime, I really like to have a cream cleanser and like a really great moisturizer. So in regards to cream cleansers, hence the name, they're really creamy, but they're like really moisturizing and hydrating. And I really want to make sure I have these like actives or products that are going to basically help out with my skin barrier. So in regards to cream cleansers, I first like Skin Fix's Barrier Plus Hydrating Foaming Oil Face Cleanser. This one was like so creamy on my skin. It felt so nice. And then after like I dried and rinsed off, my skin was like still bouncy and just like really like hydrated and moisturized. And then another cream cleanser I really like is from Naturium. It's called the Multi-Calm Cream Cleanser. This one is, I actually brought it here. It feels so good. Like I love the slip. It just feels so like luxurious. And then another thing that I really like about this product is that after I rinse off and dry my skin, it also feels like really hydrated, moisturized. And there's some really cool ingredients in there that we love. So it's actually going to have niacinamide in it. We love niacinamide here. Nice. But it also has squalene, which is going to be that like fat that's going to help lock in moisture. And it also has Avena Sativa, which is going to be Savina, which is basically oat. And we spoke about oat earlier. So beyond cream cleansers, I also want to make sure I have a really good moisturizer, especially as temperatures continue to dip during the winter time. Because, you know, it gets like 70 degrees here in LA.
Mm-hmm. So cold.
So cold. And then so as the temperatures drop, I want thicker and thicker creams. So in regards to these are pretty thick creams. And I've had the opportunity to like really feel like the thickness and how like it really feels on my skin. So in regards to the first product, I really like Skin Fix's Barrier Plus Triple Lipid Peptide Cream. This is pretty thick, honestly, but not as thick as the next product I'm going to be speaking about. So this product, from what I saw, is that not only is it like pretty thick, it really like moisturizes my skin because it has a lot of really great fats in it. And then it also has a PHA in it as well, actually. This PHA or polyhydroxy acid is called gluconolactone. So gluconolactone has a slight exfoliating effect, but it's also hydrating at the same time, which is really cool. It also has sodium hyaluronate. And actually something that I learned about sodium hyaluronate is that, yeah, it is like hyaluronic acid, but it's smaller. So it goes into the skin better compared to regular hyaluronic acid. What are your thoughts? You looked at me like you were going to say something.
No, okay. I've looked up so I could see you because I can't really see you. So.
But yeah, like since it has a smaller molecular size, it can penetrate deeper into the skin to help out with better skin hydration. So that's really cool. And then another product that I do want to speak about is from Naturium again. It's the Marshmallow Root Barrier Balm. This is thick. Mm. It is so thick. So the, like when it's like, you know, like truly cold, like 30 degrees, mm-hmm. I might want this one. So I actually use this during the summertime. Dumb me. It was really thick. And then in LA, you know, like people were saying like, oh, LA is going to be a desert because of like climate change. It's humid. It's humid in LA. And because of the thickness of this product, I was like sweating underneath.
Oh, no.
But I think it would be really great during the wintertime. So it does have shea butter in it. It also has Althea, which is going to be marshmallow root, which is going to be like really gentle on the skin. It has colloidal oatmeal as well, and also Centella Asiatica to help out with some redness. It has squalene, and it also has radish root ferment filtrate, which is really cool, which is a postbiotic.
Nice.
Yeah. And what are your favorites, my friend?
So I'm going to just kind of go in the same order as you with like cleansers and toners all the way to moisturizers. Yeah. So for like cleansers, I'm a big fan of oil cleansing and I'm obsessed with The Giver. I still can't find one that's better than this. Okay. It's nice because it is an oil, but when you rinse it, it rinses off.
Oh my God. Remember that oil that I tried last night? Or this morning? It wouldn't come off.
And no, you had to use like a different type of cleanser to get it off. So there's The Giver, you guys, it smells great and it works really well when it comes to cleaning off makeup too. Manuka Honey Cleansing Balm is a product from Naturopathica. I really like this product. Honey cleanses without stripping the skin. So this one has Manuka Honey, Lactobacillus Ferment, and Royal Jelly Peptides, which is pretty cool.
It's postbiotics. Mm-hmm. We love a postbiotic now.
Yeah.
Or I do. I don't know about you.
No, I do too.
Okay, cool. We love postbiotics on this channel.
So fascinating on this channel. Yeah. And then as for toners, anything that's on the acidic side and that will help support the acid mantle of our skin barrier, because again, our skin pH is between 4 to 6. So we want something that's more acidic rather than alkaline. So support that. One of my favorite products is the Oat and Calendula Soothing Jelly Mist.
Jelly mist. It's interesting.
It's very hydrating and soothing. It's really nice.
Like product. When you like spray it out, is it like, you know, with gel?
No, it's very uniform when you spray it.
Okay, gotcha.
It's, it's very nice. Obviously, I love a niacinamide. My favorite one's a soothing B3 serum from Marie Veronique. And then she has another product. She actually has a line of products that were formulated specifically to support the skin barrier. Okay. So the other product that I really like is called the Barrier Restore Serum. It actually has ceramides in it and the sodium hyaluronate, sodium PCA, phosphatidylserine, like all these really great products to help support
the skin barrier.
The skin barrier. Yeah, exactly. And then another really nice product is the Blue Cocoon from May Lidstrom.
This smells so good.
It's amazing. Like, I want to eat it. It smells so good.
It smells like chocolate.
Yeah, exactly. So some key ingredients in this is marula seed oil, baobab seed oil, blue tansy.
That's why it's blue.
Yeah, that's why it's blue. And there's myrrh oil in it, schisandra, and helichrysum.
Cool.
So, and then for body support, there's a company called Ceramedics. I think I talked to you about this another day. I don't remember, a while ago. I really like their products. They all have ceramides. Mm-hmm. So they're really nice.
Yeah, I love ceramides and body creams. And I think you know which one I use, right? CeraVe.
I mean, you guys, it's really not, it's fine, but it's not really. No, just kidding.
So the reason why I like CeraVe is because it has lipids in it and hyaluronic acid. So like it hydrates and moisturizes at the same time.
Listen, check out Ceramedics. I'm telling you.
I'm going to check it out.
There's some really nice products here and they're really affordable.
Oh, wait. I think I remember this one. They look like CeraVe.
They do.
Yeah, I remember this one. I really want to try it, though.
I really like the body lotion. But check it out. Yeah. It also has hyaluronic acid, too.
Cool. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at your list right now.
Yeah.
And you also like May Lindstrom's Honey Mud.
The Honey Mud is another amazing product.
Yeah.
This is worth the money. Like, May Lindstrom is on the pricier side, but these are an investment. They are worth your money. So this one's an enzyme and acid facial pudding. These are their words, not mine. So when it comes to like dryness and winter, don't be afraid of acids and enzymes because it can help with sloughing off the dead skin cells.
Yeah, we want like luminous skin for the holidays. We don't want dry, dull skin.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's my other favorite product.
Cool. And then another thing to always remember, guys, as a part of a skincare routine, sun protection.
Absolutely. Even though it's winter, those UV rays are still penetrating through.
Exactly. If there's daylight, there's UV rays. Remember that. So make sure you get a really good sunscreen. We have a bunch of our favorites. We've spoken about it many times. Remember, to protect the skin barrier, sun protection is key. Okay. And then moving on to aesthetic procedures, what to get and what not to get. I think what not to get is going to be the easiest one. What not to get is going to be... You could do all of them.
Yeah, there is nothing that you should not get. This is pretty much the best time.
Why is it the best time?
Well, because this is a time to undo all that sun damage from summer.
Yeah, and just like less sunlight, kind of. Yeah. Like less hours of sunlight, right? Yeah. And then since it's like cold, we're like indoors more. Yeah. But yeah, like in regards to aesthetic procedures, like there are aesthetic procedures that address like the sun damage from the summertime, like what we spoke about, like dark spots, fine lines, and wrinkles. So we spoke about regenerative treatments back in last month. So some of our favorites are going to be like microneedling, PRP with microneedling, radio frequency microneedling. Remember how I tried it without anesthetic? Mm-hmm. But yeah, we do offer microneedling in our offices and then also PRP with microneedling, and we just love them so much. So as a quick recap on what they are, so microneedling basically uses fine needles to promote collagen production by activating the body's own wound healing properties for facial rejuvenation. And then it's going to be radio frequency microneedling. This also uses fine needles and electric heat to promote collagen production for facial rejuvenation and skin tightening. And then it's going to be PRP with microneedling. So again, that uses fine needles and a nutrient-dense and growth factor-rich serum made from a patient's own blood to promote collagen production, photo aging, and facial rejuvenation, acne scars, and it also helps address uneven skin tone, which is really cool. And you also offer PRP with hair for hair, right?
Mm-hmm. We can inject PRP into the scalp to help with hair loss and hair thinning.
That's so cool. And then if you do want to learn more about these regenerative treatments, listen to episode 8 of this season. And there's also going to be resurfacing treatments for dark spots that could be done during the wintertime. And it's actually best to do this during the wintertime. It's going to be chemical peels.
Chemical peels scare me a little.
Oh yeah, I remember... I showed you that picture of Samantha Jones from Sex and the City.
We did talk about this. Yep. I have had a really gentle chemical peel before and I was mm-hmm. fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm really curious about TCA peels. Have you heard of those?
I think, yeah. And that's extreme.
I know, like your skin's just like falling off, you know, but it's like, it looks so satisfying to have just like fresh skin. But in regards to exfoliants, chemical peels, we're actually going to be speaking about this in the new year. We have a bunch of episodes lined up for the new year that we're really excited to talk to you guys about. And then in regards to dark spots, light therapies might also be really helpful. So there's going to be IPL, which is going to be intense pulse light, lasers, and so much more. And again, we're going to be talking about this in the new year. And then in regards to fine lines and wrinkles, it's going to be neurotoxin/neuromodulators. So we spoke about neuromodulators back in October, but... I know your favorite is Xeomin, right, Dr. Marola?
Yep. I really like that product.
Why do you like it?
I just like how it's uniquely purified. It doesn't have the accessory proteins. It's a lower risk of triggering an immune response.
We love it.
Sums it up. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. And then in regards to fine lines and wrinkles, there's also filler. So we spoke about this 2 episodes back. And your favorite fillers are RHA and Re-DS.
Good job. Am I right?
Oh my gosh. And you like RHA because it's basically more purified.
I would just say it's cleaner because of the way that it's manufactured and it more closely resembles our own natural hyaluronic acid in the skin.
So it's basically like biomimetic. It's like similar to what our body makes.
Yeah.
You're like, what does that mean? And then in regards to fine lines and wrinkles, there's also going to be the same things that we spoke about earlier. So it's going to be like regenerative treatments, like microneedling, PRP with microneedling, and radio frequency with microneedling. And then there's those resurfacing treatments like chemical peels and also light therapies like intense pulse light and lasers.
I need to try an IPL treatment.
I like IPL, honestly.
That scares me. That's why I haven't. These all scare me.
Why does IPL scare you? It's so chill.
Is it? Okay. I just don't know. That's the thing.
I remember when I got it, they basically put like a bunch of gel on my face and I was like gooey. And then they put the IPL handpiece over them, like my face. And it just felt like somebody was like pinching you.
Pinching?
Or like flicking. Oh, okay. Yeah. It felt like somebody was like flicking you. It was like a light flick, you know?
That's not bad.
Okay. Yeah. It was actually pretty chill and like my skin... Right afterwards, it was like an immediate effect from what I saw with my skin. Nice. Like dark spots totally like softened. I looked so glowy, but I did this during the summertime. And then like a few weeks later, I got dark spots again. So, in so many words, the wintertime is a great time to do a lot of procedures, guys. All right.
So to sum it all up, today we talked about the most common skin changes that can occur during wintertime because, well, it's cold and dry during this time. And these skin changes include dry skin, flaky skin, itching, and redness. And because of this, certain skin conditions like eczema, psoriasis, rosacea, and seborrheic dermatitis can worsen during the winter. So to prevent the drying effects of winter time, it's all about changing up our skincare routine and using products that are going to be deeply hydrating and moisturizing to the skin. So this really means focusing on that skin barrier. And winter time is also the best time to undo all that sun damage from summer. And some of our favorite aesthetic procedures that can cover the bases include light therapies, neuromodulator injections, microneedling, and PRP microneedling.
And then, don't forget, guys, Dr. Marola offers Xeomin injections, Radiesse filler, and RHA filler. And then we do offer PRP with microneedling in our offices as well.
So if you want to chat more, I do offer complimentary 15-minute aesthetic discovery calls.
Nice.
So we can chat and see which one would be better for you to try if you just aren't sure.
Yeah. So guys, if you do want to see us in office, we do have our links in the podcast description below. And we also have our Instagram handles in the podcast description below. So make sure to follow us on social media. Let us know what you thought about this podcast episode. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. We're going to be talking about some really exciting things. I know the year is ending. Yeah, but we have some exciting things lined up for the new year. So make sure to subscribe to the podcast. And if you found this podcast helpful, make sure to share it with your friends and family. But we're out of here.
See you next week.
See you guys.